You see, rejecting our nature leads to suboptimal performance, emotionally as well as in terms of external performance. Imagine waking up every morning and saying to yourself, I refuse to accept the law of gravity. You know, this law of gravity is such a pain. You know, I need to walk down the stairs and then up the stairs. I just want to float to Sanders in the morning. I just want to float to the dining hall after. So much easier, so much less painful. Imagine leading a life like this, where you truly refuse to accept the law of gravity. What kind of life would you lead? Well, first of all, you may not survive for long. If you truly don't accept the fact that things, people being no exception, fall when left in midair. But even if you do survive, let's say you live on the ground floor, even if you do survive, you would lead a life of constant frustration, refusing to accept something that is there whether you like it or not. So instead, we accept the law of gravity. More than that, we create games around the law of gravity. I mean, all those of you who are doing sports here, and it's most of you in this room, who are doing athletics, who go for a run, you rely on the law of gravity. Can you imagine, you know, Harvard versus Yale football without the law of gravity?